Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your Power Mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, listen, we're here every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. We are already in the middle of a very powerful series. Not just my opinion. I've been getting feedback about, that you need to understand that your success is in the extra mile. And so, you know, we're coming off of our 500th episode. We're still in celebration. And I need you guys to understand something, that as you are becoming the best mentee for the intention of you eventually becoming an amazing mentor, we have to understand the power of going the extra mile. We teach not by only what we say, but more by what we do. And I need you guys to understand that in order for you to become a master, you move into being a real mentor. It's about your example that you set. And so as we're discussing about your successes in the extra mile, we're here at portion of understanding, hey, what's the extra mile? You know, doing more than the minimum, going above average. That means more than the average person. And then you have to have a real clear and good attitude about what does it take to be successful. And then now on today, we're going to discuss that the habit of sowing consistently will trigger the law of reaping consistently. And so we're going to be coming out of the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verses 7 through 9 on today. And this is going to be a challenge for many of us, because many of us, the law of sowing and reaping is not a habit. It's an event or an occasion. And if you want to really hone in on a principle of going the extra mile, sowing and reaping must be a habit, not an event or an occasion. And so we have to go to the Lord with that, because consistency, we always hear that consistency is the key, consistency is the key, consistency is the key. Then why not more people using the key of consistency to build a business? Or to build their life, for that matter. We're going to discover that. We got to go to the Lord to get to the root cause of it. And then we know that the word of the Lord will not only console us, but correct us and put us on track. And so let's go to the Lord together, family. And we got to pray on this one. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today, this day we've made. And we are so joyous and glad we're here in the land of the living. Spirit of the living God, take full control here. Power starts your day. As your servant decrease, may you increase like never before. As we are seeking to not only know the keys, but implement the keys to success, as you have intended, let us be of good courage to do what it is that you've asked us to do. We know that consistency is a huge key to success, but the first consistency must be a seeking the kingdom and his righteousness so that everything can be added to us. Help us, O Lord, in those areas that would distract us from being consistent. Let us focus on what are priorities in your eyes, not our own. As we're going out to do these great exploits in your name, let you be glorified. Let you be magnified. We're grateful, O Father God, for your word that you've left for us. And you say that if we love you, we will keep your commandments. But we need your Holy Spirit to help us in this area. As our mouths are open, as well as our spiritual eyes and hearing, we'll be willing to do what it is that you're telling us to do. We're grateful, oh Father God, as we're growing first in the spirit and then now our mind, as we're now increasing our consistency that will open up our capacity to do more. We're grateful, oh Father God, for the lessons that you're bringing to us, and we'll be of good courage to go out and implement them. As we honor you with not only the fruit of our lips, but also our works, we're showing you that we're increasing in our faith. And we know that our faith will activate your hand. We're so grateful that you are the one that gives us the ability to gain wealth. And as we are now seeking the source, like never before, as we're now seeking the source like never before, let us increase the capacity to go into overflow. We honor you. We bless your holy name and seal this prayer in the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So as we come into Q on today, I want to go ahead first and read our scripture in Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 9. And we do want, again, you know, you go on and you we're in celebration. So there are people that are going to be money. They're going to be getting some money as they're able to explain their heart. What are these scriptures? What is the word of God saying to them? So they can grow, not just in their titles, not just in their companies. So they grow into true leaders. That's what the world needs, true leaders. And so we know that the word of God will grow you up into leadership as God intended. So let's go to Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 9. And it says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. This passage in Galatians is sharing with us that sowing and reaping cannot be just like we said, an occasion, an event. We're doing it only so that we can get to a certain place. It needs to be a habit. And so anything that becomes habit will become part of your characteristic. It will become part of your persona. It will become who you are, not what you do. And so if you understand that the habit of sowing consistently will trigger the law of reaping consistently, then it will be a lot easier for you not to lose heart. We have to make sowing what we do. Dropping your seeds without getting frustrated and tired. The only way you do that is with the word of God. I will not be able to share with you that external motivation is going to keep you moving in this industry. You have to consistently ingest the word of God. And then when it starts digesting, it becomes who you are, right? I am telling you this. What goes in is what comes out. When you hear a person speak, It's an indication of what is going in their perspective of their belief is what comes out. All I'm telling you is that if you were to understand that there are some powerful, powerful, powerful lessons in this scripture that God will not be mocked. So you can play games with your upline. You can even play games with yourself. But the one who gives us the ability to gain wealth, who sees everything, knows everything, owns everything, knows what you're doing. If we want to build our businesses, and more importantly, build our lives where whoever we are in public is truly who we are behind closed doors, you will be able to see some massive turnaround in your business. When we start talking about going the extra mile and the benefit of the law of sowing and reaping, you will know that the more that you sow, the more you'll reap. So now you're talking about increasing your return. When you're sowing seeds into other people, when you start talking about building wealth, especially financial stability and freedom, there's only one place that money comes from, is people. So if you can sow into people good seeds, positive seeds, of prosperity, meaning helping them prosper, helping them go to the next level in other areas of their life. We're not only talking about currency and cash when we start talking about prosperity, because we know that the currency, the paper money or the coins, that's man-made. I am talking about from a kingdom standpoint, how God has already designed us to equip one another, to uplift one another, build one another, and eventually now prosper one another. That's why network marketing is so powerful. But when we now begin to either sow the wrong seed, because whatever you sow has to now spring up. So if you go into the book of Galatians and you start looking at, you know, chapter 6, verses 7 through 9, you will begin to understand more of what is your true DMO, what is your true income producing activity. Because if you now continue to sow consistently, you are now going to start having the right attitude towards success, that now you will be a person that's resistant to drama, you're resistant to distraction, you're resistant to being depressed. You sowing good seeds and good seeds keep coming up, you'll become resistant to these things, and it also will help you into having better mental development. We hear a lot of people talk about mindset, but you know that mindset can be positive or negative. So seeds, only the seeds that you want to grow. If you want more business, sow seeds that bring you more business. I need you to hear me. There was a very interesting conversation, a proposition that was given to a man named Napoleon Hill many, many moons ago. The proposition was given by a gentleman named Andrew Carnegie, who we always hear about Think and Grow Rich. We know about the law books, but there was a lot of other things that strung through there. Like, for instance, Napoleon Hill, who has become extremely, extremely, extremely famous because he went the extra mile. Andrew Carnegie gave him a proposal for him to go out, and he was going to be able to interview about the top 500 leaders in the world at that time that understood the laws of success. And the proposition was that he had to go out and do that on his own dime, his own time. There were many other people that was far more experienced to do this job. But the fact that the proposition was asked, and in less than a minute, Napoleon Hill answered, "Yes, I'll take the job." He got the job. It took him consistently sowing and investing in himself, because he did not get any money, and it wasn't like he was rich. He had his own problems going on, sick children, everything. But the fact that he continued to sow that seed and he went the extra mile, he became not only famous, but he became rich. I need you guys to understand that when you go the extra mile and you make this a habit of sowing, you will now also have the habit of taking initiative. Many people always need a nudge, a push in the direction of success. Once you continue to make sowing a habit, initiative will also become a habit. You will become more reliant on God and yourself than you become on others for your success. Now, success becoming an inside job is what I'm talking about. The power of sowing and reaping and not fainting so fast. It will now help you to become an attraction magnet of people of the same likeness. If you're in your business right now and you're saying, "I can only get people on my team that don't want to work," I am telling you right now, if you take a little bit of a keener eye, maybe a magnifying glass at your own habits, you will find that the people that you're attracting are not who you want, they are who you are. You want more people to sow more into their business? Become that person first. Become that person first. There is also a huge, powerful benefit. The person that makes sowing a habit. See, as you're sowing, that means that you're emptying out something. So now you made more room for God to fill you up. People who sow more, is for some reason God keeps giving them more ideas, more things to go and sow, more money, more. We already heard the story. There's about 66 verses in the Bible about sowing and reaping, and as well as you know about the story of the one who buried his talents. He didn't go sow. The master came back and told him he was wicked. I need you guys to understand something. As you sow and you begin to watch things around you grow, it's going to increase not only your consistency, not only your capacity, but it's also going to increase your confidence. You're not so easily shaken and moved because you know exactly the source of where to get more of that mojo from. I'm not teaching you guys something that I heard. I'm teaching you something that I No. I have seen people say things like, "I'm going to outwork them." They need more training. Because if you outgive them, God's going to do the work for you. You have to understand how God's laws work in order to now begin to live in, experience in God's laws. I'm sharing with you something that I know. I heard it first, and I began to do it, began to experience it, and now I teach it. Follow not Nicola's instructions, but God's instructions. He said he cannot be mocked. If you sow into more people, he's going to send you more people to sow into. I assure you, the scripts is a part of how you're successful, but the scripts are not how you become successful. I want to open up this call about sowing and reaping on this morning. Get ready to sow value from your heart. Empty out all that minutia of the world and take in the laws of the kingdom. Then start doing those laws, even though it looks so different than the world. Then the world gonna start watching and saying, what's going on? Just make sure that when the world start watching, you tell them the truth about who worked those miracles in your life. Good morning, good morning, good morning. 480 last 47725. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Nicola. This is Jason Wolf out of Phoenix, Arizona. How are you doing today?
You know I'm doing fabulous, Jason. What's going on, King?
I am so happy that you were talking about reaping and sowing. First of all, I want to, you know, give it back to you. Thank you so much for just your leadership, just you being you. And truly, you, when I met you, it was like, to me, it was one of the pinnacles in my life. I know you're not, like, you know, super amazingly famous, but to me, you are. And one thing that you hit on was about reaping and sowing, and I was just thinking and praying to God, like, how did my amazing people that I know, like LaVar and Dominique and Mike Burgess, Danica Taylor, you know, how did everybody do this? And I kept, you know, still posting, still going belly to belly, talking to people about my business. Well, this week alone, I asked an apartment complex if I could just have, if I could schedule a time where I could just go over financial literacy and talk about my business. They didn't even hesitate. They got my information. They sent a mass email out to the whole apartment complex, and they set up the date, told me where I'm going to do it at, and what time I need to be there. I didn't have to do anything. And I was blown away. I was like, okay, and I already got phone calls from people asking me what it's about, what they need to do to get started. And I was just like, you know, thank you, Jesus, for that breakthrough. And then on top of that, a pastor had reached out to me yesterday, and he said, I know you don't know me, but I've been following you on Facebook for quite some time, and I know that you're all about financial literacy. He said, I need someone to take over and start up the financial piece in my church. And I know you're going to another church, but I just need someone to step in and teach everybody in my church about financial literacy. This is without me. This is just me being consistent, you know, on Facebook, going door to door, belly to belly, going door to door, talking to people. And, you know, and I was just thanking God because I have a goal. I know what I need to do. And I transitioned myself to start being that person that you were talking about being right after I left that conference in Georgia. I'm telling you that you don't know what that did to me. It just changed my whole entire perspective of everything. You know, so as I'm continuing to grow, I thank God that He sees it, and that as my faith my faith increases, but the Jason is decreasing, and God is starting to move, you know. And I'm just like, wow, you know. I even brought some people out last week at one of our overviews, and that hasn't happened in a while. And I'm just like, see, God, if I would have just been like this, you know, a while back, you know. But you know, we are where we're at because, you know, God has to show us who we are, so He can say, hey, this is where you're going to, where the next step is going to be. So thank you again, Nicola, for who you are and your consistency. You just speak in truth every morning.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, King. I tell you one thing, is that that's all I know how to do. You know, it's so much better to operate in truth. Can't be your opinion. If it ain't backed up by the word of the Lord, it's not the truth. And I am telling you right now, that's the better way. It's the best way. 83 last 47999. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Nicola. How are you doing this morning?
I'm amazing, Jean. How are you?
Good. This is Tara from Florida. I just am violated what I said all the past couple of weeks that I wasn't going to jump on this line. And I apologize because something in my spirit and God and everything in me just keep leading me just back to share. So I apologize, but I won't apologize for the work of God that I feel like I am doing and that He's leading me to do. Last night, I was able to take two people to an overview here in L.A. I'm still out here, you know, like I said, to Thanksgiving. And God grabbed me and was like, there's so many people here dealing with poverty, dealing with trying to find their way out, homeless, that have had jobs that was, you know, wealthy and well off. And He keep placing me right back in the midst of these people. So as I was sitting at the restaurant, I did a PBR, not even realizing that I was doing a PBR, pulling out the information and showing them. And I was like, you know what? I want to help. And I set a personal goal that I said I wanted to do. And I said, I want to sow into as many people as possible and show them that there is a way. If God did it for me, He can do it for anybody. And it's so much bigger than just, you know, receiving financial gain. It's the spiritual gain. It's the mental gain. It's a whole development to know that, hey, we're blessing people, you know. So I offered the $89, you know, discount to these people that's willing, that don't really have, that's willing to do it. And you know what they say? Hey, give me a couple of weeks, or give me a few days, or give me this, that, or other. Give me your information, and I want to group up with you to help these people in the heart. So that's what we're working on now.
All right. Now,
and I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you.
All right, that's amazing, Tyra. And you want to make sure, one of the other laws that we want to make sure people understand is teaching people how to be resourceful. If they want it bad enough, if you meet them halfway, not all the way, halfway, not all the way. Same thing,
right.
You said that's one of the worst things you can do is give somebody something without them giving you reasonable consideration.
Right.
Never give them all the way. You can give them part the way. All right? And so we want to make sure these laws of very, very, very wealthy people who have now created legacies of wealth. And so I just tend to like to follow experience. And so you want to make sure you follow those things very closely. 716 last 48616. Good morning. Good morning. I'm loving what I'm hearing this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. How are you?
I'm amazing. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to share. I just thank God for everything. I've been just listening these, you know, every day I've been listening. And I thank God because the word and the scriptures, when they come to me, they come alive. And I thank God because I have to just keep going back to, you know, the heart attacks that I had, the, you know, and the Lord just let me know, I kept you here for a reason and the purpose. And the purpose is when I told you back in 1995, when you get free, Savita, I need you to go back and to help your brothers and sisters, you know, to become free.
And, you know, and I thank God because the other day I did something. I took that extra mile. I did, and I heard the Holy Spirit say, just do it. And so I posted on Facebook, and all of a sudden, now I've been in this, you know, business for a year now, and I've lost things, and but the Lord let me know. But this time, you know, the things that you have lost, but this time because of the lessons that you have learned. And when I told you, according to Ephesians, you know, chapter 3, he was like, where he desired that I faint not at the tribulations, you know, that he had called for me, that it was for my glory. And so he let me, he just let me know. And I seen, you know, my inbox, I seen, you know, the floodline, but he let me know, he was like, in due season, in your due season, he was like, you just keep planting, you just keep sowing. He was like, and when you sow, he was like, remember that seed has to go down in the ground. The shell has to come off of that seed, and that seed is still yet in the ground, but it has to germinate. He said, and the same thing with you. He said, so here it is, even spiritually. He said, when I said your soul will prosper, everything had to be mastered and done in the spirit realm first because I was spirit, you know, and then naturally, he was like, it's going to come. He said, so don't sit here and look at all the things of everything else that's around you. Don't be distracted. Don't be dismayed at those things. Don't be moved. He said, but just stay focused on me and learn to just rest in me and rest in my promises. And so I said, Lord, he was like, you know, all the anxiety, it will leave if you just stay in my presence. And when mm-hmm. he let me know, according to how even Martha and Mary, Martha, you know, she complained. She murmuring and complained about what her sister was doing. And that's a lot of times what we find ourselves doing. And I found myself, you know, at once upon a time looking and seeing, okay, well, my brothers and sisters, they're doing this and they're doing that. But, Lord, he was like, well, what did I tell you to do?
That's right.
What did I tell you to do? And I said, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for that. And so now, you know, it's like, okay, I'm ready for, you know, that next phase of where you would have me to be at, even financially being free. And he was like, and the reason I'm taking you this route, he was like, was because you were affected. You were affected. And all those things that you were affected with of this world system, you know, I had to take them things off of you. That's that shell. I had to take that off of you so that the authenticness of who you are and who I called you to be, because that's who I am. I need you to get rid of that so you can be that spirit, that person that I created you to be. And I said, Lord, I thank you. So I'm truly grateful for every day that I get to hear you, because every day it challenges me to do better and to, and to, I'm just grateful. And I'm like, Lord, thank you, because I see my growth. And I'm like, Lord, you know, the rejection, I'm not worried about that, because he let me know they're not rejecting you, Savita. It's the God that's in you. It's the spirit that I gave you, and they're rejecting me. Do it hurt? Yeah, because it hurts me. And so when people don't want to be financially free, or people don't want to even be doing the things that God has called, he said, this is why it's so much function and so much disorder. You know, because of the fact that people are out of order. He said, but you just keep doing what I told you to do, and I will not make you shame. It might seem crazy to you. It might seem like, oh, God, it hurts. But that's that cross that we have to bear so that we can get the crown, not just only here on earth, but also spiritually.
Ask you a question. I think this will help you in your journey to leadership. Would you agree that Jesus mm-hmm. Christ is the greatest man who ever walked the earth?
I believe it.
Do you believe that he was the greatest leader?
I believe it.
Did he get all of the people to come to Christ at the same time?
No, he didn't.
So how would we if he couldn't? Baby, lead who want to be led, feed who want to be fed, and keep
mm-hmm.
sowing.
Yes.
Don't watch. Just work. Keep
mm-hmm.
sowing. And in due season,
mm-hmm.
you go reap. God bless you guys. Thanks. Listen, 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 listen. Linda, 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 listen. Listen, guys. We have an attitude adjustment on what is success. Once you do what God tells you to do, let it go. Once you do what he told you to do, let it go. Stop watching. Stop working. Start working. Keep sowing. And in due season, trust me, the one who keeps Israel don't sleep nor slumber. Your season is closer than you know. God bless you.